Since the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, a new era of unprecedented physical and electronic mobility seemed to have replaced the world divided along ideological and political lines. But since 1990, over 21 barriers have been built across the globe, dividing people, cultures, and territories. One of the most controversial separation barriers is being built between Israel and the Palestinian territories. It consists of a cement wall up to 8 meters high in populated areas. A wall encircles the Palestinian city of Qalqilia to shield the trans-Israeli highway from possible sniper attacks. In the countryside, the barrier mainly consists of a fence system 45 to 70 meters wide. That includes a patrol road, sand tracks, a ditch, and outer fencing on each side. Israeli proponents call it the security fence. Opponents call it the wall. It began to be built by Israel in 2002 in response to suicide bombings that took place all over the country. Public perception is that it has improved security and feelings of safety. By excluding many densely populated Palestinian areas, such as the village of Jalapun, the barrier also carries out long-standing Israeli attempts to separate and disengage from the Palestinians in order to preserve Israel as a Jewish state. Once completed, the barrier will be more than twice as long as the internationally recognized Green Line, the 1949 Armistice Line, marking the boundary between Israel and the West Bank. On the left of Gilboa Mountain, the tree line represents the Green Line, while the barrier snakes its way up on the right-hand side of the mountain. The barrier often veers deep into Palestinian territories due to topographical and security concerns for Israel and the 250,000 Israeli settlers living within the West Bank. Jewish settlements, such as Alfei Menashe, are now on the Israeli side of the barrier. Overlooking the Mediterranean from Alfei Menashe, security-conscious Israelis point out that being in control of the hills is militarily important. They maintain that the evacuation of settlements in Gaza decreased security. In Israeli kibbutzim close to Gaza, concrete barriers now shield schools from Qassam rockets. Settlers in smaller Jewish outposts also cite their historical entitlement for a greater Israel as a reason for expanding settlements within the Palestinian territory. On the Israeli side, the barrier is often set against the horizon, beyond open land, decorating mountaintops, and frequently dividing Palestinian neighborhoods. At times it appears along highways, such as on Route 443, that runs through Palestinian territory, resembling a sound barrier. Route 443 is part of the Forbidden Road system, on which Palestinians with license plates issued by the Palestinian Authority cannot travel without a special permit. Palestinian roads that used to enter Route 443 are now blocked due to Israeli security concerns. On the Palestinian side, the separation wall frequently encircles population centers, at times severing villagers from their farmland. Palestinians call the separation barrier the apartheid or segregation wall because they consider it racist. Some refer to it as the colonization or annexation wall because they see it as a way to annex their land and water resources. Palestinians experience the barrier as a complex wall system that includes the wall, settlements, the forbidden road regime, checkpoints, as well as dirt mounds that hinder Palestinian villagers from entering certain roads. The Palestinian city of Barta is located within the Seam Zone, the territory between the Green Line and the separation barrier. Residents cannot cross the Green Line and can only enter the West Bank through Israeli-controlled checkpoints. Over 250,000 Palestinians live within Seam enclaves. A former Palestinian nurse who worked in Israeli hospitals is now selling soft drinks at a road stand. He says, "We're living in a prison without a jailer." For him, the most devastating effect of the barrier is that he can no longer pray at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of the holiest places for Islam. Instead, he, alongside many others, prays at the checkpoints during Ramadan. This father from Abu Dis sees the wall from his kitchen window. He blocks the view with plants in order to feel that life is normal. His supermarket went bankrupt after he lost his customers to the Israeli side of the wall. It also divided his family. He can no longer visit his daughter in Jerusalem, but shows his grandson his birthplace, the city of Jerusalem, from the rooftop of his home. Two boys from a refugee camp near Bethlehem used to play in the countryside and graze their sheep where the wall now stands. Their barn is empty now. The sheep are sold. There was no place for them to graze anymore. The colorful wall graffiti cheers up the older brother, but he says his greatest wish is for this wall to be removed from my face. Demonstrations against the separation barrier happen weekly in the Palestinian village of Bilin. In 2005, residents of Abud also demonstrated against the barrier. Its construction meant a substantial loss of village land and the destruction of over 10,000 olive trees. Olive trees can sustain families for generations and are the main sources of income in some rural communities. Abud residents planted young olive shoots where the barrier was to be built. They remember the construction of the now completed barrier as the massacre of the olive trees. The Berlin Wall is said to have left a permanent mental wall between East and West Germany. 28 years of separation have yet to be overcome. Other separation barriers, such as the peace lines in Belfast, might have separated friends from foe, but their very existence and proximity often breeds animosity, alienation, and violence. Cross-border cooperation between Israelis and Palestinians is increasingly rare due to various restrictions to the freedom of movement. When graffiti artists pasted images of Palestinians and Israelis onto the Bethlehem walls, they hoped that each side would see themselves in the other. The images have been torn, shredded, and defaced. Where Israelis' concern for their security and Palestinians' concern for their livelihood clash, there remains little understanding for the other side. The question remains whether walls, fences, and barriers control, erase, or become part of the problem.